Could you do a movie with the same technology where the whole story goes in a totally different way, like in a French movie, sort of Godard style? A bunch of cars would be lesbian, others would be terrorists, and long conversations, and in the end they were all dying or crumbling from rust. This kind of film wouldn't sell, would it? Would sell in Europe, maybe.
Well, it's interesting. Well, you know, it really depends on the filmmakers, you know. I mean, the medium of computer animation, you could do nearly anything that's in the imagination of the filmmakers. And so at Pixar, we tend to love to make movies that entertain adults as well as children, they're very funny, but they have a lot of heart. They do make you feel good. They make you, have a lot of emotion in our films too, as well as making you laugh. Walt Disney always said, "For every laugh, there should be a tear," and that's a philosophy that I definitely agree with. And so that's why our films tend to be the way they are. And it's kind of a reflection of who we are too. We've always said it's like Pixar. We make the movies we like to watch. So that's why we choose the subject matters the way we do. But computer animation, as we're starting to see, a lot of people are starting to make movies with computer animation. So really, you do kind of whatever you want with them. In the same way that computer animation doesn't dictate a movie any more than the 35mm motion picture camera dictates the films that filmmakers make with those. It really is it's a tool, and it's what you do with it.